Well, thank you, Chair Baker, Chair Sanicero, members of the committee. As you know, over the last several years, we have seen a major increase in the number of ransomware attacks across all sectors in our nation, and we have seen ransomware attacks target both private and public sectors. Without a strategic plan in place, we remain sitting ducks for those entities that are trying to exploit our systems for significant financial gain. Senate Bill 563 is that strategic plan that the Commonwealth needs to protect its assets paid for with hard-earned taxpayer dollars. This bill would prohibit knowingly possessing, using, selling, transferring, developing, or threatening to use or induce another to use ransomware. The bill imposes grading penalties based on the monetary request made by those seeking ransomware payments. Furthermore, the bill requires timely notification of a ransomware attack on state-owned assets within 1 to 2 hours. And most importantly, the bill prohibits the state from using any taxpayer dollars to pay for a ransomware attack. Finally, the bill would require the Office of Administration to study the preparedness and the ability of state agencies to respond to ransomware attacks and review best practices. OA would be required to submit an annual report to the General Assembly with specific information on ransomware attacks. Make no mistake, ransomware attacks are the new 21st century battlefield. Foreign governments and adversaries are constantly looking for new ways to exploit systems in the United States. So Senate Bill 563 puts in place a process that would establish clear parameters to mitigate this very real threat. I want to thank Chair Baker, Chair Sanicero, and the members of the committee again for your consideration of this legislation.